Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just a Pill this Thursday. I'm your host, Winnell, and I'm just glad to be back with you in 2020. We're going to get into some business, y'all, because this year has already been turned in a way that is definitely good, new, but testing. And it's only, January the 16th. So we have to make sure that we will continue to encourage one another, be in the valley, on the mountains with each other, because this is real, y'all. So every day we are challenged, we are confronted, enlightened, or encouraged, but we must remember that all these occurrences are to build us up in our personal relationship with God, to walk in obedience, to work for Him, and also that is working for our good, working in our faith, having advocacy for other people, and learning and studying God's word in our prayer life will just have to continuously be without ceasing. I'm just a little taken aback because this past week that I've talked to you, so much has happened in a short time and has really just made me, I think, prepare for this show today. So without further ado, just remember you can call us at Just a Pill at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794 to voice your comments or testimonies. We are in season 2, Woody, 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 and I believe next week will be our 50th episode. So that is fantastic, and I'm thanking you for joining me because it's just been a phenomenal moment in my life, and I pray in your life as well. So last week, we were talking about reflection, and let's be real, sometimes we just don't want to reflect because it can cause some sadness, and ultimately we feel weak. Depending on the emotions that are running through us at that moment in time, especially when you miss the mark, at least in your mind. And when we are weak, God says that He is strong. So let's look at that. So without further ado, look in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians. And let's go there because I was thinking to myself, okay, how many times have I read this scripture, which is always important, but I did find something new that I really didn't figure out before. And I'm thanking the Holy Spirit for showing me this because this shows a lot of God's character. And it is a bit repetitive when you compare it to Job. So y'all ready for this? Let's do it. So we're just going to read through the entire chapter, just starting at 1, and then I'll stop. So it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I couldn't tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, such in one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. So this is Paul talking. He's showing us, he's telling us that he has had experiences that people would not believe, and a lot of people haven't had these experiences. He is not going to glorify, be prideful in being one that was chosen to be a part of these experiences. So let's move to verse 6. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. So we are seeing Now, Paul has asked God to remove this thorn in the flesh. Whatever the thorn was, it had to be some type of pain, very uncomfortable, because he's asking the Lord to remove it when we get to verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What? Did y'all get that? Let's read that again. Verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That is completely opposite of what we have been taught in this world as far as being in society, because if you are not being strong or bold or courageous, people see you as weak, and they feel as if it's a negative thing. We feel sometimes, because of the way we've been taught according to this world, if we have a vulnerability, it's something weak, it's something that we have to be ashamed of, it's something that we have to cover. And God is telling us, no. I thought this was completely amazing, because nobody, I'm just going to talk to you like I'm talking to my girls, who wants to feel pain? Who wants to suffer? And we know that Jesus Christ made the choice to suffer, to go through the pain for the entire world, so we would have access to the throne, just like Adam had in Genesis. You cannot wrap your mind around it, because you know why? Because if you think with your flesh is just not going to get it. It's going to say, what is wrong with you? But when we are consumed by the Holy Spirit, when he guides us and shows us this is how the kingdom of God operates, we have to completely deny ourselves. Because in this natural brain, natural wisdom, natural understanding, it does not make sense. So tell me what your thoughts are. Please call me at 213. Yes, call me, y'all. 213-943-3794. 213-943-3794. Because I want to hear what your thoughts are. I really believe that we have had moments, everybody, in our lives where we've been afflicted, and we know that it works for our good purpose. That would use a vessel to make sure someone will be a part of his kingdom. That's the bottom line. But when you were going through it, you were thinking probably, what fear may have came in? Why is this happening? But when we are looking at Paul's report, he is saying, I find joy. But why does he find joy in it? Okay, so I'm believing this, because when I was putting this show together, God showed me something that I really hadn't seen before, and I would just like to share it with you, because it is so amazing how he used this thorn of the flesh for Paul's protection. What? Paul has just stated that he has been chosen to do miraculous things. Paul has some serious power and authority because he's simply believing in Jesus Christ, and he has spiritual gifts that has come from heaven. So with that said, he has space to think like this is all me, and the only reason why is because he's still living in the flesh. But it's interesting to see, although he has seen miraculous things, he's performed it, that God made a point to save him, that he wouldn't become prideful, to give him this thorn in the flesh so he could recognize that God's grace is sufficient. When I think about the word grace, sometimes it comes to me as just a word, but you really have to look back over your life. That's such a Baptist statement. Look back over your life, or just think where you are currently, or even think about the people you are around and how there's many times where you should have received some type of punishment, consequences, you should have been dead, but you notice because of God's grace and mercy that you are still living, that you are still breathing, that you are still walking. Even if you're in your sin, his grace is sufficient. So nobody can attest what this thorn of flesh was to Paul, but what we can understand, and I will also say relate to, is that we have thorns of flesh as well, because God does not want us to become a part of Satan's destiny. Oh, this is so good. Thank you, Lord, for that. Because he has given us something that it hurts. It's something that is tormenting, and it's something that is painful, but it's to keep us humble and that we don't end up like Satan. This is interesting because we see how Satan has knowledge. He has understanding about this, what heaven looks like, how God is reverenced in heaven. He knows how the world operates. And God said, no, you will not be like me, because he saw it in his heart, so he cast them out. So isn't it amazing when you think about this thoroughly in our own little feeble minds that God does not want us to be a part of Satan's kingdom, number one. He doesn't want us to feel as though we have to continue on in the sinful way, and he doesn't want us to believe that he has forgotten about us, that he wants us to know that he is in control of everything. And what I understood just listening to Paul's statements here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it made me think about Job, how Job was tormented to a sense because he lost everything, how he was hurting physically. He broke out in some type of infectious disease, and he's still calling out, he's still crying out to God, and God kept him in a way of humility for him to know it is I that rule this thing, and this is I who will take care of you. It is I who will preserve your life. I just have to pause for a second, because this week, earlier this week, on last Saturday, I was feeling very uncomfortable, and I really couldn't put my finger on it, because I'm thinking to myself, there is nothing wrong. Lord, I'm feeling some type of depression, oppression. What is it? I am praying. I am asking you to remove it. I am binding. Why hasn't it been bound? And he led me to this word today. And actually on Monday, too, because I had to take a break, y'all. I'm just going to be real. My reflection led me to a mental break because it was just overload. I was overwhelmed. And what triggered it is that my son had an injury. And I didn't realize how bad the injury was until time had progressed. And I'm praying. I'm believing. And I just thought, Lord, you see me doing this. What are you, like, just take it away. And this is what he showed me. He said, my grace is sufficient. I was like, what? if I could be real with y'all, I was like, okay. Because I'm feeling super weak. I was so weak, y'all. I would think I prayed, Lord, just put me to sleep because I'm just tired of thinking. But with that said, it showed me how I have to rely on his grace being sufficient, that I shouldn't become so bogged down. Because, of course, the initial reaction to any persecution, any type of infirmities, anything that's necessary that causes some type of pain, discomfort, you're just not feeling it. But I had to press this little heart of mine to give him praise anyway, to honor him. And that's what pressed me in the presence of the Lord. When I turned this mind to, you know what, it has to submit to the word of God. Okay, y'all, so if you need an extra dose of encouragement, just check out Just a Pill blog at blogspot.com, Just a Pill blog, blogspot.com, to just infuse your day with God's word. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me what you're thinking. Call at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794. You can catch Just a Pill every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. Always listening to our shows, our episodes, 24/7, because you know how we like to listen and catch up. So you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/justapill, www.blogtalkradio.com/justapill. Back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. What else can we say? What else can we say is that God will use us in a mighty way, but he will keep us humble because it is for our protection. He does not want us to go down the line where Satan is the lead. He doesn't want us to go down that route, to stay on this narrow path. And when I thought about the story of Paul, we see Paul just being used in such a great way. And we also see how Paul had to recognize that he had to remain humble, that this was placed there so he would remain humble. Because let's think about it. We're not sure how Paul was in the beginning as far as his demeanor. But, you know, when he talks about all the information that he knew, he was a part of the tribe of goodness. I just can't remember it off the top of my head right now. But he said that he considered those things trash. So back in the day before he came into the encounter with Jesus Christ, Paul was doing it. When I say Paul was doing it, he thought he was doing the right thing. He was a little cocky. He was a little arrogant. And you can tell based upon this moment he has where that did not even matter as far as what he knew is what he encountered what mattered, and it was Jesus Christ. So in that moment, we see that Paul became weak because he became blind. And guess who, amen, guess who led him towards the training to cut everything off from his past? It was the Holy Spirit. So when we take that information for our own lives, we recognize that God will use us and with the Holy Spirit guide us in where we should go, how we should be, continuously shifting and purging us for his good purpose. Hallelujah. That it will not stop until we get to heaven and be in his full glory. This is amazing. So I'm not asking you to wrap your mind. I'm not even asking you to try to understand the thorn in the flesh. But just know when you feel those thorns and you feel those pricks, that is there to keep you humble. It's there for you not to say that I did it, but it's there for you to say that God did it, to give him the glory and the honor. And just to keep your mind at the prize, the greater goal, which is him. He is the reward. So now when we're looking at verse 10, when he's talking about, I will remain content because he finds pleasure in the infirmities, in the reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, and then he's strong. Because guess what? Christ is in him, working through him. He is amazing. He is just so amazing. I just want to just praise him right now. We just thank you, Lord, for just being who you are. We thank you that you have given us the opportunity to know you for ourselves, Lord, that despite what this world will try to do to hurt us and to torment us and to make us discomfort, whatever type of affliction, that you said that you would never leave us or forsake us. You prayed for us that Satan would swift us like wheat, and you have honored that prayer. So we thank you that you have used Satan in such a way to keep us humble, which still amazes me, that it shows that you are in control, and we thank you for that. We know that you are the one who we have to fear, because not only do you take care of the body, but you take care of the spirit. You are the one who would determine where we end up for our final destination. So I just pray, and I praise you right now, that you would just continue to lead us. We thank you that you put these thorns for bumpers just to stay on this narrow path, that you do require more from us so we can see the greater results, so we can see the best and just not the good. So we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. Y'all, I really don't think there's nothing else for me to say. It's just that God is good. And I was asking him for, well, what's the strategy for just certain things in my own life? What's the instructions? And he let me hear, and I thought to myself, what? Okay. But it's a part of my humility as well. Sometimes you just have to let go and let God and let him be glorified. So I did let you know about the story regarding my son's injury. He just praying, and God has delivered. Despite of the pain he does feel at the moment, he has had every test possible and it's been clear. There is nothing extra that is going on, and I just have to give God the praise and the glory, because I guess oftentimes you just take it for granted about his protection, how the guardian angels are watching over and how his blood covers. And when you have a sting of any type of infirmity or just concerns for anybody's health, it does shake you a little bit, especially if they're extremely close to you. So God just reminded me that he's still in control, and I had to recognize, too, this moment my child will never forget, and that he will know God for himself, this personal relationship that God is molding in not just my son but my children, and that he's molding in me and my husband. So my prayer for you, and just to give you encouragement, is that whatever the weakness is, that he will make us strong. Hallelujah. I heard a sermon, Transformation Church. It was a phenomenal word about still using you in your weakness, that you are still able to come to the king's table. And that was just like the prodigal son, how he was weak in such a place in his life where he's with the pigs, but he remembered that his father had everything that he needed. So we just thank God that he's allowing us to go through the valleys, even though we do not like it, but he shows us that we can always come back to him and feel his compassion, his love, his grace, his mercy, his strength, his omnipotence, the fire that just comes from heaven. He is just beyond love. I just can't even describe how compassionate he is for his people. So we just give him the glory and honor for that. So I just pray right now, if you're going through anything at the moment, that you just hold on, that you continue to press on, that it will be better, it will work out for your good, that God's word does not return to him void, that he's a restorer, he will move the canker worms out of the locust, and when I say locust, he'll remove the locust out of your harvest. He will make it well, he will make it good. So don't give up. Don't give up. When we are in these moments, we have to just have pleasure and joy. And you know what, y'all, before my time is up, it made me think, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, it made me think about Paul and Silas in the jail prison. And because of, this is so good, thank you, Lord, for this, because of their praise and worship, that they still found it pleasure because they have gone through a persecution. There was some type of infirmity because they had to go to the guard's house to be taken care of. But we see in that moment how God used this type of affliction upon them so other people could be saved. Yeah, I can't wrap my mind around. I can wrap it, and I'm not going to try. But just know, it is not for vain. So be blessed. Make sure that you check us back on next Thursday, 1:30 p.m. Check out our blog, Just the Pill blog, blogspot.com. And just be blessed this week. I thank you again for joining me, and I will see y'all. Winnell signing off.